Let's pray. Dear Father God, we thank you so much for allowing us to come together this morning. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful day, the beautiful sunshine. Lord, as we get ready to listen to your word, hear from you, Father, we just ask that you just speak through me. Send your Holy Spirit and just enable me to say what you need me to say. We just thank you in Jesus' name. What I want to talk about this morning, it's actually an article that came off of Facebook of all places, and it's called I'm a Christian. And there's you hear a lot of stories of people, you know, you see people that call themselves Christians that you really wonder whether they are or not. And you see people that don't talk about your Christianity at all. Even so, you know, you're like, no, I'm pretty sure they're Christians, but they never say they are. But what truly is a Christian? And I'm just going to read this article. It's pretty cool. And it says, when I say that I'm a Christian, I am not shouting, I'm clean living. I'm whispering, I was lost, but now I'm found and forgiven. Isn't that awesome? I mean, no, I'm nobody special. It's just God found me and he forgave me. And it says, when I say I'm a Christian, I don't speak of this with pride. I'm confessing that I stumble and need Christ to be my guide. And if you were to follow me around for the day, you would notice that, boy, I make lots of mistakes. And I think every one of us does. And the holier-than-thou Christians, you know, the way I call some of them, you know, you really question sometime where they're at. But it's not ours. We're not judge, jury, or anything like that. It's, you know, that's between them and God. But we stumble, and we need Jesus. It says, you know, when I say I'm a Christian, I'm not trying to be strong. I'm professing that I'm weak and need his strength to carry on. Now, so many times we run into problems and things go wrong. And man, we try real hard to fix it. I'm a fixer. Anything gets broke, man, I want to fix it. And it doesn't matter whether it's a car, a motorcycle, house, relationship, try to work on it and fix it. Well, a lot of times you just can't fix anything. And what God wants us to do, he wants us to come to him, bring it to him. Let him work on it. I'm not saying sit on the couch and do nothing. But when you get ready to do stuff, pray about it. And look at it. You know, like I said, I'm professing that I'm weak and need his strength to carry on. That goes on. It says, when I say I'm a Christian, I'm not bragging of success. I'm admitting I have failed and need God to clean my mess. I am so thankful that he cleans messes, because I get messy sometimes. And my wife helps me to stay straight. But sometimes she'll look at me and go, that ain't what you ought to be saying. Or, that ain't what you ought to be doing. And I think we all get there. It says, when I say I'm a Christian, I'm not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are far too visible, but God believes I'm worth it. I think I already elaborated on that enough. With all our flaws, they show. We may not think they do, but they do. And one thing about people that watch Christians, because when you're a Christian and you profess it, people have a tendency to keep an eye on you. Now, your coworkers a lot of times will tell you when you're doing wrong. And they're paying attention. They're like, well, you're a Christian. God, how are you doing that? Well, no, but I messed up. Sorry. It goes on. When I say I'm a Christian, I still feel the sting of pain. I have my share of heartaches, so I call upon his name. In other words, when I'm a Christian, things aren't perfect. There's a preacher out of St. Joe that I listened to a few times, and he had a book out I thought it was kind of cool. It said, Christianity is not for sissies. You know, at times, being a Christian gets really hard. and you go through pain, you go through suffering, you go through illnesses and stuff, and you make absolutely no sense. And then the Bible says, okay, you know, have the elders pray for you and you'll be healed. And you pray for that person, nothing happens in your life. Well, what happened? Am I not believing strong enough? I mean, there's just, you don't know, you don't always know what's going on. And it hurts. But that's normal. And that's why we have God to comfort us. That's all, because all we can say at that point is, God, I love you. I thank you, and I'm going to trust that no matter how little sense this makes, I'm still going to trust you. It says, when I say I'm a Christian, I'm not holier than thou. They already mentioned those. I'm just a simple sinner who received God's good grace somehow. Well, that somehow I can explain. Because I do know how we receive God's grace. And he gives it to us. All we have to do is call on him. It just totally amazes me that he would want to do that. And why does he want to do that? Well, John 3:16, we know what it says in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son. And he sent his son to die for us. And because of that, we get to live in heaven. Because of that, we can have our life easier than it used to be. Because our life was a mess. And a lot of times it still is a mess. But God is there. He takes care of us. Now the one thing, Romans 8:1, it says, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death. God doesn't condemn us when we mess up. He actually reaches out to us and says, here, I'll help you up. I'll help you through this. He's not sitting there, you know, you get these people that make it sound like God's sitting there with this bat, like the whack-a-mole, you know, you mess up, pow. That's not what he does. God loves you, and once you're saved, there is no condemnation for those of us that are in Christ Jesus, the Bible says. But it's awesome. So with all my faults, all my flaws, and all the things that I do wrong, like I just read, he still loves me, and he doesn't condemn me. And the whole point I'm trying to make with this, life is better with him than it is without him. And it wouldn't be a message about Jesus without reading my favorite scripture that y'all have heard me read, but I read it time and time again because it's so important. Now, if you want to be one of those Christians, all you got to do is this. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's no doubt, no question, you will be saved. But you do have to make the profession. You know, your daddy can be a preacher, and you can be in church all your life, and you might still not be a Christian. Because you may have never asked Jesus in your heart as your Lord and Savior. You still got to do that. You don't, it's not hereditary. You don't just automatically become one. You have to do that. But it's so easy. You know, like it says, you know, declare with your mouth and believe it in your heart, and you will be saved. And it says, with your heart, it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you profess it. So you gotta profess it. You gotta admit to it, in other words. As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. And verse 13, it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So, we got to remember, when we see our Christian brothers and sisters messing up, well, we are supposed to help each other walk a good walk. And if I'm messing up, you're supposed to tell me that I'm messing up. You really are. Now, you're supposed to do it in a nice way, but that's a whole other story. But We are supposed to help each other. But God doesn't condemn us for messing up. That's the great thing. He loves us no matter what. And if you have not made that decision for Jesus, and if you want to, if you feel a knock on your heart this morning, now is the time to do it. You don't know how many chances you get. You know, the Bible says that everybody will have a chance to come to know Jesus. But everybody also has the ability to say no. And you don't know how long you're going to be here. None of us know how long we're going to be on this earth. So we have to make sure that when we hear that call, that we answer it to make sure it's not too late. With that, I'd like to close. Dear Father God, we just love you so much. We thank you for making it easy for us. I know we have struggles and all that stuff. And we said, you know, a minute ago we just said, Christianity is not for sissies. And then I'm saying it's easy. The decision to come to know you and to be saved is easy. The walk's not always easy. But you made it easy for us to come. And all we have to do is believe in Jesus. So Father, I ask right now that if anyone here doesn't know him yet and they want to, that they would make that decision today. Anyone that doesn't understand it would have the courage to research it and look at it to where they can make a good decision. We thank you ever so much, Father. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.